Okay, we're going to get into building your own storylines here. And one of the most important parts of this is that each of your storylines has to have that passionate audience. We talked about that before. I probably mentioned it a couple times already, actually. I just can't stress how important that is. You've got to have something that people are passionate about, not just that they know about or involved in, but they're passionate about. Like, I love having a front door on my house. I love it. It's wonderful, but it's nothing I'm passionate about. So it has to be something that people don't just like, that they even that they love or they are think is important. They have to have something they're passionate about. And these things, some good examples here are kids, pets, particularly dog and cats. It's, you know, a hamster probably doesn't work. You know, snakes or lizards or anything like that. It has a core group that really like it, but it's not spread out enough to be something that really work. Unless you do something that's just really interesting with it, which could work. Grandparents, charity work, weight loss, fitness is awesome. Cooking, business, religious church activities, politics. Politics is good. You just got to be prepared to have some trolls on there, which every time you post anything with your opinion, no matter how nice it is, are going to come and blast you. But just keep it light and have fun with it. Unless you feel like getting into a war with somebody, which is kind of fun every now and then also. Gadgets and technology, celebrities, pop culture, and sports are all good ones. So building your storylines. Step one, create a list of 10 possible storylines. So right now, either write on a pencil on a piece of paper, or you can type it onto a list on your computer. Just kind of stop this right now, or just pause it, and create a list of 10 possible storylines. Okay, if you've done that now, for step two, I want you to check for Facebook pages or groups based on this topic to see if there is a passionate audience among your current connections. And if not, we're going to scratch it off the list. So basically what you're going to do, since it is Facebook, we're just going to use Facebook for research. Just see what type of groups they have on this topic. Like, easy one, if it's about your dog, you can go and see like the with the Barkington Post has a huge group on here. I'm sure there's other type of pet groups that have big audiences. That one is great. You're going to have no problem finding ones about dogs or internet marketing, because Internet Marketing Super Friends is a passionate group. All type of ones like that. You can easily just go and find groups or pages based on your topic just to make sure that there is a passionate group already built into it. And that's by people that you know that are members of it, that are actively posting about that. Like with the Barkington Post, they're posting images every day, getting lots of likes, lots of comments, lots of shares. Those are what you want to look for, ones like that, that are with that type of, if you're picking a topic, you want to have groups like that. Step three, write down 5 possible post topics that you can think of immediately for each one. So let's say you start off with 10, say you knocked off 2 and the last one. It could be you knocked off none, you could have knocked off 5 already. Let's say you knocked off like 2. So you have 8. Write down 5 possible post topics you can think of immediately for each one. So just go for each one of those 8. Try to think up 5 things you could write up immediately. Don't have to write the full post perfect. Just jot down some 5 possible ideas for each one. And if you're getting through, you can only do 1, 2, or 3 for each one. You're having a hard time thinking up something else, and you want to go Google something or go look at another site to try to get some ideas, just don't worry about just scratching off the list. It's not going to work. You need to have a topic that you can write up stuff very easily, very quickly, without thinking each time. So do that right now. Hit pause and then come back when you have that list for each one. Okay, now if you narrow it down a little bit more, we're going to see if the topics you have left work with the formats that get the most interaction on Facebook. And those formats are quotes, questions, tips, captions, image, and fill in the blank. Now, I do not use these all the time, but these, without question, are the ones that get the most interaction of any type that I do. These are ones where you get the hundreds of shares, the hundreds of comments, or thousands of likes. These are the ones that will do that. Without question, the other ones most likely do not. These are the ones that do. And if you're having trouble making one of the topics you have left work within these formats, scratch it off the list. Even though you're not using it all the time, you want these to work. And these are what these look like. Quotes. This is one where I took a picture. I put a quote about Down syndrome and made a little reference to, if winning was easy, losers would do it. And you can see this one had 92 shares, which is pretty good. And if you think back before when I mentioned the multi-strand storylines, look at this one. I've got my son. I've got a mention of Down Syndrome 2. And telling the world was easy to lose, which is a reference to business as much as anything else. So I've got three out of five storylines in one picture. You can see that's why this one works. So you want to be able to have something that you can have quotes with. And that really, I almost cannot think of something that would not work with. Maybe back to the albino guinea pig example you use sometimes. It may not be a motivational thing to talk about albino guinea pigs, but quotes work with just about everything. Questions. This is one by the question is, am I wrong here? I give an opinion about this basically falls into my lazy person one or politics one, where the fast food workers are demanding more money without really working any harder, giving any more value to their job, which that stuff drives me nuts. So I posted about that one, asked am I wrong here, and got a good bit of interaction on it. Tips. It may look like a quote one, but it's really not. Other one was a shorter one and was not any advice. It was just something designed to inspire. This one was an actual, just a tip. And you can see this one went off and did decent also. Caption this image. Those work really funny. Particularly if you can get, these work best with funny pictures. So kids work good. Pets would work good. Once for yourself, if you're doing some kind of wacky business stuff, you can make this work. Like if you were a dentist, you've all kind of things you could do that with, with your little dangerous looking tools. You could have all kind of fun with that kind of stuff. Fill in the blanks is very similar to this last one, to the caption this image type stuff. It's just a different format. So if one works for that, one works for one, it'll probably work for the other also. So now that you've probably whittled off a few more ones that may not work with those formats, you're going to map out how you can show progress over time for this storyline. Things like business, family, weight loss, and health are all very easy ones to show an ongoing progress. So remember, you want to be able to show progress. It can't be the same thing over and over and over and over again, or just a constant regression. It has to be something where there's a progress over time. And it, as I said, it doesn't always have to be a good progression. Think back to the TV dramas. They tell stories of hardships and failures also. That's really more interesting. If you think about who would be some of the most interesting people you see right now on TV, it's not somebody that wins every single time. It's somebody that has their ups and downs, that fails and comes back. One's, you think of like pop icons like the Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus and ones like that. They're fun to watch because they crash and burn and they build themselves back up, and that's what people like to see. So you want to do the same. You want to have things you can do the same thing with. And if there's not a way to show progression, knock those out. So now you should be narrowed down to about five. You may have six or seven. If you do, you can pick the five you like best. If you have less than five, go back to step one and brainstorm more topics and find ways to make it work. Because you need to have five, you need to have all those elements need to be present for it to work. So now in a text document, I want you to write copy for two posts and an image for each one of those five ideas. That's a total of 10, so you're going to have two for each one. So if it was me, I would have two for about authority marketing, I'd have two for kid stuff, two for Down Syndrome, and et cetera, et cetera. So you have two for each. You have a total of 10 written out. So go ahead and pause the video now and write out your 10. And you don't have to find images, just kind of write ideas for images. Okay, now that you have those planned out, we're going to create a schedule for releasing all of these 10 posts over the next 7 days. And this is a good model to follow. Post one non-business one on Sunday night. And if there's one that you have that's your best idea for one about family or pet stuff, I would use it at that time. And do about 8 o'clock on whatever, 8, 9 o'clock your time on Sunday night. It's just hot. That's one of the best times. You can post things there and people are just dying for social media at that point after being away most of the weekend and are very interactive. Then you do two every day, Monday through Thursday. And do one Friday before 3 p.m. After 3 p.m. Friday, it really dies down a lot. People may see it, but they're not going to interact nearly as much because they're out you're out and about, go out to dinner with family, or going out and don't want to be the guy on their phone the whole time. Okay, now it's time to just go apply it. You have everything planned out and you're ready to go. So we're going to apply it now. And that is the 90210 method.